Let's, Be'ez Hashem, B'lin Eder, let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Le'ili Nishmas Avi Moriah, Rav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef, as well as Chaim Tzvi Ben Avraham. Today's daf is the Erevin daf Ayin Aleph, and we are at the very bottom of daf Ayin Amud Beis, where it says, Toshma. We are coming to try to ask questions against the opinion of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says that a yoresh, an inheritor, who takes over from someone who dies on Shabbos morning, let's say if the dad did not join in the Erev, so if you didn't join in the Erev, usually on Shabbos you could be Mevatel Rishus. But here, the dad died. So now you have an inheritor taking over. And the Gemara's question was, can an inheritor be Mevatel Rishus? And Rav Nachman's opinion in yesterday's daf was, Rav Nachman's opinion was that an inheritor can be Mevatel Rishus, even though he himself could not have made the Erev himself, but he's just following in his father's footsteps, and therefore since his father could have made the Erev yesterday, so we allow the son to be Mevatel Rishus on Shabbos morning. And now the Gemara is going to continue to challenge. We've been challenging Rav Nachman's opinion. So we're up to Toshma, two lines from the bottom on Ayin Amud Beis. Zakt Dehela Gigamara. Toshma, come near proof. Good morning, Jeremy. Great to see you. Good morning, Tzvi. Good morning, Zvulun. Toshma, come near proof. Yisrael. So this is from a Brisa. This is a proof from a Brisa. Toshma. Come and hear a proof from a Brisa. Yisrael, v'ger, shuyin b'magura achas. You have a Yisrael and a ger, a convert. So Reuven and Conrad the ger, he converted to Judaism. So they live in the same chatzer. Umeis ger mi ba'od yom. If the ger dies from before Shabbos. Now a ger who dies is not related to anybody. His possessions are now hefker. So if the ger dies before Shabbos, Af al pi shehechzik Yisrael achav b'nechas of Oser. Even though another Jew, a third guy, Levi grabs onto this ger's house, his empty house in the chatzar. Even though another Jew grabs onto the house, nevertheless, he still asers. Now the Gemara is going to point out that this line doesn't make any sense. What do you mean, even though Yisrael grabs, he asers? That's a reason to say he shouldn't aser. No, the reason a Yisrael grabbing on would be a reason that he should aser. The Gemara is going to fix this in a minute. Even though another Jew grabs onto it, nevertheless, he still asers. No, it's because he grabs onto it that he asers, not even though. So the Gemara is going to fix that. But Misha Hashecha, however, if the ger dies, if they did make an Erev on Erev Shabbos, and now the ger dies on Shabbos, afal pi shelo hechzek Yisrael acher, even though nobody grabs onto it, nevertheless, eino oser, it does not aser. The Gemara is going to ask against this also. Language doesn't make sense. No, not even though a Yisrael, I mean because nobody else grabbed onto it, that's why it doesn't aser. But had somebody else grabbed onto it, you would have thought he does aser. The language is a little bit backwards. So the Gemara is going to fix it. So the Gemara right away points out, Hagufa Kasha. So the words of before we ask any kashas against Rav Nachman from this, first we have to understand the Braisa itself. So the Gemara says, Hagufa Kasha. The words of the Braisa themselves don't make any sense. Amrit mi ba'od yom. You said that if the ger dies before Shabbos, af al pei shehichzik, even though the Jew is machzik, still he asers, v'lo mi ba'i ki lo hichzik, kal v'choymer, if nobody grabbed on, he would aser? No! The logic is backwards. Adaraba. Ki lo hichzik lo asar. If nobody grabs onto it, so then it's ownerless, so then it's just you. So of course you can carry. There's nobody else who owns with you. You own everything. So the Gemara says, Rav Papa fixes it. I'm Rav Papa. Now this is what the Braisa meant to say. So first Rav Papa says, just switch around the words. No, that's not what he means. Let's see. Ema afal bisha lo hichzik. No, it doesn't mean afal bisha hichzik. It means afal bisha lo hichzik. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? You can't change the words. It says hichzik. What do you tell me means lo hichzik if it says hichzik? Asks the Gemara, "V'ha'afal pisha hichzik katani." What do you mean? You can't just change around the words of the Braisa. The Braisa says hichzik. You can't say it means lo hichzik. So the Gemara says, no. Let me explain to you what Papa meant to say. No. Hachi kamar. This is what the Braisa means. Af al pisha lo hichzik mi ba'od yom ele hichzik mi shechashecha. No. This is what it meant to say. Even though the Jew, the other Jew, Levi, the third guy, third man in, Conrad the Ger dies on Shabbos, or he dies before Shabbos, even though the Yisrael did not grab onto the Ger's property, mi ba'od yom ela mishechashecha, it doesn't mean hichzik. It means even though he didn't grab onto it Erev Shabbos, he only grabbed onto it on Shabbos. Nevertheless, kevan dahavale lahachzik mibod yom, since the ger died Erev Shabbos, and the Yisrael could have, he had the potential to be machzik in this mibod yom, we view it as if he was machzik mibod yom, and therefore he asers, even if he didn't actually grab onto it until Shabbos. Since the potential was there for him to grab onto it yesterday, he's considered to be asering already on Shabbos. Okay, we still haven't asked the kasha. Interesting. We'll discuss this a little bit more. And what about the? Now we're going to talk about the rest of the brisa.
Did that ger make an eruv before he died?
Yes, the ger was part of the eruv. Yeah, they made an eruv. But he dies Erev Shabbos. So once he dies Erev Shabbos, but now somebody else now, right, so you're asking a good question. Like, why don't we just say since the Erev was there, Erev Shabbos, it continues. But the problem is, now on Shabbos, this house belongs to somebody else who wasn't part of the Erev. Somebody else grabbed onto to the Ger's portion, and he wasn't part of the Erev. So the Gemara says he assers. Oh, we'll see in a second, can it be Mevatel Rishus or not? That we're going to see in a minute. We're going to see that in a minute, Dr. Joe. Hold your horses, as my mom used to say. Hold your horses. Here we go. Misha Hashecha. Now, if the Ger dies, Dr. Joe, on Shabbos, that's talking about where the Ger died before Shabbos. But what about if the Ger died on Shabbos? Afal Pisha Lo Hechzak Yisrael Acher Ein Oser. Even though nobody else grabbed, he doesn't ask. Says the Gemara, what do you mean, even though? It's because no one else grabbed. Says the Gemara. What, Kal v'chomer, if a Jew would have grabbed on, he wouldn't aser? No, adarabba. If another Jew would grab onto the property, he does aser. Amrav Papa, Ema, no. Af al pei shehichzik. Change the language to even though he was machzik. Says the Gemara, but it doesn't say that. No, it says even though he didn't grab on. Ah, exact same stories before, just the opposite. Hachi kamar. Af al pi shehechzik mi shechashecha. Even though the Jew grabbed onto it mi shechashecha. So you might have thought, he asers, kevan delo havale lachzim yibod yom. Since it was impossible for him to grab on mi bod yom, because the ger only died on Shabbos. Eino oser. So the Jew who's machzik does not aser. Because when the ger dies, it's like he's mevatel's rishus. So therefore, it's mutter, even if another Yisrael comes and grabs it afterwards. So wait a second. So now we're going to ask the question against Rav Nachman about an inheritor. What does all this have to do with an inheritor? So the Gemara says, well, in the first case, it's like an inheritor. Katani mias reisha. We learned in the beginning, in the first case in the Braisa, oser, that if Levi comes and grabs onto Conrad's portion, he asers. Am I oser? Now, why does the other Yisrael oser? Nivatel. Why can't this Yisrael just be mevatel rishus? The Gemara answers, that's not a kasha. My oser, I'm telling you, actually, mevatel. You're right. If the other Jew grabs onto it, so at that point, it's usher. He ushers because he owns it, right? If he grabs onto it before Shabbos, or even if he grabs onto it after Shabbos, he could have grabbed onto it before Shabbos. He ushers, but he only ushers until he's Mevatel Rishus. If he wants to be Mevatel Rishus, he can be Mevatel Rishus. So it's not a kash against Rav Nachman. Just like Rav Nachman says a Yorish can be Mevatel Rishus, so too a guy who comes and takes over for a ger also can be Mevatel Rishus. Rabbi Yochanan has a different way out of the problem. Rabbi Yochanan, Masniyasan, Mani. All of these brises that we keep asking questions against Rav Nachman, Beis Shammai here. You could just say the reason why really he can't be Mevatel Rishus, but the reason why he can't be Mevatel Rishus is because this holds like Beis Shammai, and Beis Shammai's Shita is that you cannot be Mevatel Rishus on Shabbos. The Amr ain't Bittel Rishus b'Shabbos. It's not like we learned earlier in the Mishnah. 2 days ago is Daf. Me'emasai knows the Rishus b'Shammai or me ba'od yom. B'Shammai says the whole din of Bittel Rishus only applies on Erev Shabbos because B'Shammai views Bittel Rishus like a kinyan. It's like you're giving over a portion of your chatzer. Bittel Rishus is like a kinyan. And you can make a kinyan on Shabbos. That's why when we were growing up, and the shuls used to give a gift to the bar mitzvah boys. So the rabbi used to say, I'm not giving you the gift on Shabbos. I made a kinyan for before Shabbos, or I'm going to give you the kinyan after Shabbos. When the shul used to give the kiddush cup. Remember those days? I don't know if the shuls still do this, but they used to call up the bar mitzvah boy up. The rabbi would call up the bar mitzvah and present them with a gift on behalf of the shul. You remember that? It used to happen. Anyway, Beis Shammai omer mi ba'od yom, u'Beis Hillel omer mi shetech shach. Asks the Gemara, what's the logic of this machlokas? Amar Ula, my time at the Beis Hillel. What's the logic of Beis Hillel that you are allowed to do it? Nasek omer klachei tzol yofo. So Ula says something very interesting, which the Gemara is going to presently reject. But Ula says the reason why this works, basically Beis Hillel holds that when you're mevatel rishus on Shabbos, we view retroactively as if you really wanted to be mevatel rishus erev Shabbos. It's like the case of Klach Eitzel Yafos. What's the case of Klach Eitzel Yafos? A whole nother story. I make you a shliach to go take truma for me. But you went and took my best stuff. So when you show me what you took and you designated as truma, I say, you should have taken even better stuff than that. So the Gemara assumes if you say that, that means that you are okay. You're okay with the fact that he gave the best, such good stuff. So it's a raya that really all along you were okay with it. So similarly over here, the Gemara says that Ula holds, that Beis Hillel holds, if the guy's Mevatel Rishus on Shabbos, it's as if he was Mevatel Rishus Erev Shabbos. All along, he was intending to be Mevatel Rishus. So Amar Abaye, wait a second, but that doesn't work for the case of a guy who does on Shabbos. Meis Nachri B'Shabbos. So we had a case before that if you have one guy and four Jews in the Chatzar, so they can't make an Erev because the guy prevents it. But now the guy dies Shabbos morning. So the halacha is according to some Amoraim that one guy could be Mevatel Rishus to the other guys. Now in this case, you can't say it would have happened from Erev Shabbos because Erev Shabbos, there was still a guy there. So Meis Nachri B'Shabbos, my Klach Eitzel Yofos, how is that comparable to the case of Klach Eitzel Yofos that we say, retroactively, he really wanted the Shlicha. So we say over here, retroactively, he wanted the Bittel Rishus, but the Bittel Rishus couldn't work retroactively. So that can't be the logic of Beis Hillel. Says the Gemara, Ella, so Abaye gives a different logic of Beis Hillel. B'hakim ifligi, the Beis Shammai Savri Bittel Rishus Mikne Rishusahu. Beis Shammai says Bittel Rishus is really akin to a kinyan, pun intended. Bittel Rishus is akin to a kinyan. It's like a kinyan, and therefore you can't do it on Shabbos. You can't make a kinyan on Shabbos. Why can't you make a kinyan on Shabbos? So first of all, we pointed out already that the Gemara says beferish that you can't make a deal, you can't make a business, you can't sell something on Shabbos. Two deis in Rashi and Beitza. Why not? Either we're afraid you're going to write it down, or it's daber dover. It's inappropriate to talk about business dealings on Shabbos. What might be a nafka meaning between the two reasons? Can you give a gift on Shabbos? Not a selling, a gift. It's a machlokas harishonim. We paskin that you're not allowed to give a gift on Shabbos. So remember the days when you used to be able to go over and eat at somebody else's house on Shabbos afternoon? It used to be people used to have families over. Once upon a time, people used to have other families over on Shabbos. So sometimes the family would bring a bottle of wine on Shabbos. Uh-oh, you're bringing a bottle of wine. You're going to give a gift to the hostess on Shabbos. That's usser. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to give a gift of a bottle of wine. So what do you do if you bring a bottle of wine to Shabbos? So what you have to say is, no, it's my bottle of wine. I'm not giving you a gift. No, I'm a nasty guest. I'm a very nasty guest. I am not going to give you a bottle of wine, but I'm bringing a bottle of wine that you could join me in my bottle of wine. Us, I'm not giving you, it's my bottle of wine. I'm letting you drink from my wine. I'm allowed to do that. I'm not, that's not called giving you a gift. It's mine. It was mine before. And even as you're drinking it, it's still mine. You're pouring it down your throat. It's still my bottle of wine. I'm letting you use my bottle of wine because we paskin, Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. We paskin like those we've shown to you. You're not allowed to give a gift on Shabbos. That's why the rabbi wasn't allowed to give the bar mitzvah boy the gift. And I'm not allowed to give you a bottle of wine on Shabbos, but I could allow you to use mine. But anyway, so...
Rabbeinu, do we need to make sure that we pop that bottle of wine open? Because sometimes you give the gift and it goes on the side and you don't see it until next Purim, Rabbeinu.
It's a good kasha. I don't think so. I don't think so. It's my bottle of wine. I'm letting you. You can drink from my bottle of wine. Even if it's sitting in your house for the next 6 months till Purim, it's still my bottle of wine. I'm letting you drink from my bottle of wine. I think it's okay. Well, so anyway, what's that?
Just show up with an open bottle.
Okay. Umikna reshusa b'shabas osir. Beis Hillel savri. No, Beis Hillel, bitul reshusa is not a real kinyan. It's not a real kinyan. What am I doing? I'm simply symbolically moving away from my rights to the chatzar. I'm allowing you rights in the chatzar. It's not really a kinyan. Istaluki reshusa b'amuv. Istaluki reshusa b'shabas shaper dummy. There's no problem with being with Histalkus or Rishus. Okay, next Mishnah. Oh, next Mishnah. Fascinating story over here. Next Mishnah talks about the fact that, so we know there's a din of Eruv Chatzeros, and there's a din of Shitufei Mevaos. Two different things. Really, you shouldn't eat both of them. Now, Eruv Chatzeros must be done with bread. Most people don't know this. I don't know if now that Rabbi Billet retired, he moved the box of matzahs from him house to Rabbi Axelrod's house. I don't know. But I assume he did. But for many, many years, for like 30 years, the Erev in Woodmere was because you didn't know this, but all of us are co-owners in Rabbi Billet's house because he has a box of matzahs in his house. Right? Billet has a box of matzahs that all of us are co-owners. Now, Erev Chatzeros must be done with bread. Why? Because the way Erev Chatzeros works is we all like our own one house. That's the idea. There's one box of matzahs in one house. We all own a house. A person is considered to be living where his bread is. A person's house always follows his bread. It's got to be bread. But Shitufei Mevaos can be done even with wine because there it's not the pshat that we're all only one house. No, the pshat is that we're all just joint owners of a mevo. You're just becoming like a partnership. It's not like we all own one thing. We all are partners in the usage of the mavui. It's not about living together. It's about using a courtyard. It's about using an alley together. We're all joint users of an alley, so it could be even wine, it could be oil, it could be anything. So, says the Mishnah, this Mishnah is going to discuss, what about if all the members of a mavui are all business partners already beforehand? We all are joint owners in wine and oil before, so do you have to do Shitufei Mevaos at all? So the Mishnah says an incredible chiddush. Well, there's going to be three opinions. Two in the Mishnah, one in the Gemara. Bala Bayis, Shayu Shitov Lashchenov, Lezebayayin, Lezebayayin. Let's say there's Reuven is partners with Shimon in wine, and with Levi, he's partners also in wine. Now Shimon is partners with Reuven, and Shimon is partners with Levi, but Reuven and Levi are not partners. So there's like two separate partnerships going on here. Balabai is here. Shud l'shchein of lezebiayin, lezebiayin. Einan srichin la'arev. Wow. You don't need shitufi mevos. The business partnership, the fact that we're already co-owners in wine, that itself makes a shitufi mevos. So the achronim are mistopic. Do you even have to say it? Erev Shabbos. By the way, this business partnership is also our mavoi partnership. Or maybe it's enough to have it in your heart. And some Rishonim say you don't even have to have it in your heart. So the two chidushim here, number one, are that you don't need a separate shituf. And number two, that even though there's two separate partnerships, we consider it all like one. So says the chidushi Aran. Lezeh b'yayin, lezeh b'shemen. However, if I'm partners with Reuven, if Shimon is partners with Reuven in wine and with Levi in oil, then tzrichim la'arev. That's not good. They got to make a shituf. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. Even echad zeh v'echad zeh in tzrichim la'arev. Rabbi Shimon says in both cases you don't need a new erev. the Gemara is going to present the third opinion that in both cases you do need a new Erev. Amar Rav uvikli echad. It's only one Erev if it's all in one vessel. Amar Rav adekanami diktani lezebe yayin lezebe shemen srichan la'arev. If it's two different things, you need to make an Erev. Yamar b'shlama reisha b'kli echad v'seifa b'shnei kelim shapir. If the reisha is one kli and the seifa is two kelim, makes sense why it's no good. Ela yamar reisha b'shnei kelim the seifa b'shnei kelim. If the reisha is two different barrels of wine and the seifa is one barrel of wine and one barrel of oil, what's the difference? Mali yayin v'yayin, mali yayin v'shemen, if it's two different barrels. Says Gemara, no, it is very different. Amar le Abai, no, yayin ro'oi, yayin v'yayin, ro'oi la'arev. If you have two different wine partnerships, you could have kept all the wine in one barrel and just measured my half of it's a partnership with Reuven and half of it's a partnership with Levi. Yayin v'shemen ain't royal arev, but wine and oil is not even possible to combine them. Rabbi Shimon Amar echad zeh echad zeh ain't srichan la'arev. Rabbi Shimon says even wine and oil doesn't need a new shitufim mavos. Vafil lezeh b'yayin lezeh b'shemen, says the Gemara. Amar Rabba, hacha b'mayaskinon b'chotzer shebein shnei mavos. This case, the case of one with wine and one with oil, is talking about a case where you have one chatzer in between two mavois. Rabbi Shimon l'tameh, and Rabbi Shimon goes according to his reasoning. The Gemara is going to reject this right away. Disnan, you may remember. Remember the case of where you have three guys have three different, right? Three guys forgot to make an Erev Tchum, an Erev Shabbos, and they're outside the town. One guy's four amos go into the middle guy's four amos, and the middle guy's four amos go into the third guy's four amos. But the two outer guys don't have any time together. So Rabbi Shimon said this is like a case of three chatzeros, where the two outer chatzeros make an erev with the inner chatzer, so the outer guys can carry to the inner guy, and the inner guy can carry to the outer guys, but the two outer guys are not allowed to carry to each other. Amar Rabbi Shimon l'ma davar doma. What's the case of the three erevs like l'shalosh chatzeros ha'psucha zulazu p'sucha zushas harabim. The two outer guys can't carry to each other. Says the Gemara, how is this comparable to that case? There's one big difference you forgot to mention. I'm like, Abai, me dummy, how can you compare? There, the two outer guys are not allowed to carry with each other. But here you tell me, everyone's allowed to carry with everybody. It's not the same case. Even though one guy's with oil and one guy's with wine, you tell me you don't need a shitufim mavos, everyone's allowed to carry. Answers the Gemara, my ain srichan la'arev, shcheinim b'hadev ala bayis. No, it just means that the outer guys can carry to the inner guy, avol shcheinim b'hadev adadi srichan la'arev. But the two outer guys and the two outer mavos do have to make an erev with one another. But Rav Yosef says, come on, that's not the implication. Rav Yosef Amar, no. Really, you don't need any Erev. Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbanon, b'plukta de Yochum Menuri v'Rabbanon k'miflagi. No, the machlok is about whether or not if one guy's with oil and one guy's with wine, do you need a new Erev or do you not need an Erev? It's related to a whole other machlok. It's about when you have oil and wine mixed together, is that considered to be one mixture or not? So is it theoretically possible to mix the oil and the wine together in one barrel and make it into one Erev? It's related to Tumah V'Tahara issue, which we learned. You may remember this. We learned in the Mishnah in Tful Yom. Shemen Shetzaf Al Gabe Yayin. Let's say you have oil that's floating on top of wine and a Tful Yom touches the oil. So is it considered to be that the oil and the wine is considered to be one big mixture? So the same machlokas is about whether the oil and the wine is one big mixture is the same machlokas as to whether it's theoretically possible to mix one guy's Erev with the other guy's Erev, making it into one big business partnership for one big shitufim mavos. That's the machlokas, Tanakam Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah, is the same machlokas about whether or not theoretically it's possible to mix oil and wine. Disnan, a Mishnah in Tvul Yom. Shemen shetzof al gabi yayin. If you have oil floating on top of wine, v'naga tful yom b'shemen, and the tful yom touched the oil, lo pasal ela shemen bilvad. he only is metame the oil, because the oil and the wine are not considered to be mixed together. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri, no, shneim chibur and zelazeh. The oil and the wine is considered to be one big mixture. And therefore, when the tvul yom touches the oil, it's considered as if he also touches the wine. Rabbanon ki rabbanon. So the chachamim in our Mishnah that say that oil and wine is not considered to be mixed hold like the rabbanon over there. Rabbi Shimon, who says that even oil and wine could be mixed, it's considered to be one big business venture, so it's all mixed together. Rabbi Shimon ki Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri, who says that the wine and the oil is one big mixture. Fascinating. Says the Gemara, Tanya, opinion number three. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer ben Tadoi. Never heard of him. Rabbi Eliezer ben Tadoi, Omer, Echad zeh ve'echad zeh tzrichen la'arif. No, even if Shimon has a partnership with Reuven in wine, and Shimon has a partnership with Levi in wine, the business partnership does not translate over into Shitufim Mavos. You need to have a separate Shitufim Mavos. Echad zeh ve'echad zeh tzrichen la'arif. Ask the Gemara, why? Ask the Gemara, v'afilu zeh b'yayin zeh b'yayin. Amarabba, zeba b'legiono v'shafach, v'zeba b'legiono v'shafach, kule amalo pligid to have air. If the way the business partnership worked is that Reuven came to Shimon's house and poured wine into Shimon's kli, and Levi came to Shimon's house and poured wine into the same kli, if that's the way the business worked, everyone agrees that the business partnership is a good shitufim mavos. It's a good air. Even if they only did it for the business, they didn't do it for shituf. Everyone agrees that works. Ki pligi kigon shelakhu chavis shel yayin b'shutfus. No, the whole mavoi bought one chavis of wine for a business dealings. Rabbi Elizabeth Adai suffer ein brera. Rabbi Elizabeth Adai holds, we do not view this one barrel as if it was separated amongst all the members of the chatzer. It's just one barrel of wine, so we can't use it for an eruv. Rabbanan savre yesh brera. Rabbanan says that since they all bought this one barrel of wine as a partnership, we view it as if each member of the chatzer of the mavoi has a chelik in it. It's as if we split it and then they all put it back together again. That's the way we view it, based on the principle of Brera. Now the Gemara gives another explanation. Rav Yosef Amar, nah, it's got nothing to do with Brera. No. Rav Yosef Amar, everyone agrees that the Shitof works if it's wine and wine. Rav Elezer ben Tadai, v'rabbanon b'somchen al Shitof b'makom erev k'miflegei. No, the machlokes, Rav Elezer ben Tadai and Rabbanon, is about a completely different issue. It's a question of, can you rely on Shitufe Mavos if all you did was Eruve Chatzeros? I'm sorry, the other way around. Meaning, right, everyone agrees that doesn't work. But if you have a Shitufe Mavos and you didn't do an Eruve Chatzeros, can the Shitufe Mavos also serve as an honorary Eruve Chatzeros? Demar Savar Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai holds, Ein Somchin. You do not rely on Shituf B'makom Eruv. And therefore, he says, even though I have a partnership with you with wine, and you with wine, meaning, even though that business partnership, everybody agrees, would work for a Shituf Mavos, but Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai says, you still have a problem, you didn't do an Eruv in Chatzeros. It works for the Shituf, but you still need to do an Eruv Chatzeros. Umar Savar and the Chachamim hold Somchin. The Chachamim say, no, once I have a Shituf with you with wine and the other guy with wine, even though it's only a Shituf Mavos works as an Eruv Chatzeros as well. Amar Rav Yosef, Mina Amin Alar, Rav says, how can I prove this to you? Now, this is a very long proof. We're going to sort of stop in the middle of it, but Amarav Yosef, Minah Minala. How can I prove to you that this is the logic of a lesbian to die? The question is, can I rely on a Shituf as an Eruve Chetzeris as well? The Amar of Yehuda Marav, Halacha Karabi Meir. Because Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav that the Halacha is like Rav Meir in a Brisa that we're going to say later on, that Rav Meir holds you do not rely on a Shituf in place of an Eruv Chetzeris. The Amar of Brona Amarav, Halacha Karabi Leza Ben Tadai. And Rav Brona also says in the name of Rav that the Halacha is like Rav Leza Ben Tadai. Now hold on a second. Wait a minute. My time. Lav mishum dechad taimu. Isn't it because, so it sounds like Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai is agreeing with Rabbi Meir that if you just have a shetufim mavos, that's not good enough. You still need an eruv chatzeros, even if you have a shetufim mavos. Isn't it because they have the same reasoning? Amar says, wait a minute. Amale Abai, wait a minute. If they have the same reasoning, why do I need both statements of Rav? V'ichad taimu tied to Hilchas Alamali. Why did Rav have to paskin like both of them? If he's just saying the same thing twice, I don't need Rav to paskin like both of them. Says the Gemara. Hakamash malan. Delo avdinan kitre chumre be'eruvin. It's coming to teach us that when it comes to the laws of Eruvin, you don't paskin like one Tana who's machmir two chumras. Because Rav Meir said you don't rely on Shituf B'Makom Erev, whether the Shituf was with wine, or if the Shituf was bread, which could work for Eruv Chetzeres. Right, I said before that Eruv Chetzeres has to be made of bread. So the Chachamim in the Brice that we're going to say later on hold that only on a Shituf of wine you can't use for Eruv Chetzeres, but on a Shituf of bread, if the Shituf happened to be made of bread, then you could rely on it. But the Chachamim in our Mishnah hold that even on a Shituf of wine, you could use for Eruv Chetzeres. Wow. That's a tremendous Chiddush. Right, because our Mishnah is talking about a Shituf done with wine. And we just said that the Machlokas, the Chachamim who said that it works, means it even works for Eruv Chetzeres. Ah, so we'll have to see later on. Well, how does that work? If Eruv Chatzeris can only be done with bread, how could we say that you could rely on the Shetufim Mavos that was done with wine, and that could work for Eruv Chatzeris also? It comes out that according to Chachamim, Rav Meir was machmir two chumras. So Rav holds like Rav Meir in both halachas. But he couldn't just pass like Rav Meir in one, because then he would be passing like two chumras. So therefore he says the halachas like Rav Elazar ben Tadai, that you cannot, so not only does he follow Rav Meir that Shitufei Mavos does not work for Eruv Chetzeros, he also passes like Rav Elazar ben Tadai, who says that you can't rely on wine for the Shitufei, for the Eruv Chetzeros. And he also passes like Rav Meir, he also passes like Rav Meir, in this that Rav Meir disagrees with the Chachamim and the Braisa, as far as relying on a shituf of bread, b'makom eruv. So in other words, he only paskins like one chumrah. He doesn't paskin like both chumras. So again, let's review. So what does Rav say? We'll see it as it plays out in the Brisa. So again, so we don't follow two chumras. What do you mean we don't follow two chumras? So we don't follow both the chumrah that Shitufim Mavos does not work for Eruv Chetzeres, and even if the Shitufim Mavos was done with bread, it won't work. So we don't follow both chumras. So again, so that's why Rav had to paskin. He holds like Rav Meir in both halachas. But he couldn't just say halach Rav Meir because he would be passing like two chumras of one tana. Therefore he said halach Rav Elazar ben Tadai, that we do not rely on a sheet of when it's done with wine. Right. We don't rely on sheet of working for Eruv Chetzeres when it's done with wine. And he also paskins like Rabbi Meir in that he argues with Chachamim as far as relying on a shittuv of bread. Right. He fouls like Rav Meir about relying on a shittuv with bread. And now we'll see. We'll just begin this. We're just going to begin this this issue. We're not going to be able to finish the whole thing. Let's see. We'll just begin it. My Rav Meir, my Rabbanan. So where is this machlokas Rav Meir Rabbanan? Desani, within the Tanabraisa. Ma'arvin b'chatzeros b'pas. Eruv b'chatzeros has to be done just with bread. V'mratzal arv b'yayin ein ma'arvin. If you want to do it with wine, you can't do it. Because Eruv b'chatzeros has to do with where is my home? And your home is defined by bread. Mishtafin b'mavui b'yayin, but shituv b'mavos can be done with wine. V'imratzal ishtatef b'pas mishtafin. If you want to use bread for your shituv b'mavos, you can. Ma'arvin b'chatzeros. You do in Erev Chatzeros, umishtatfin b'mavoi. Even though you did an Erev Chatzeros, you still need to do a shetufim b'mavos. If you don't do a shetufim b'mavos, you can carry in the chatzim, but you can't carry in the mavoi. Now, why can't you rely on one for the other? Shelo l'shakech toras Erev minatinokos. Sheyom ravasein lo Erev. Why can't you rely on shetufim b'mavos? Or Eruv Chatzeros. Shalol Shakech Toros Eir Minatinokos. Shiyom Ravasein Lo Eruv. If you only had a Shitufim Vos and not Eruv Chatzeros. Or you only had Eruv Chatzeros and not Shitufim Vos. So the children are going to forget. They're going to think that all you need is one, not the other. They're going to think even without an Eruv it works. They're going to forget the laws of Eruv. Divrei Rabbi Meir. The Chacham say no. O Ma'arvin, O Mishtatvin. The Chacham say no. You don't need both. Either you can make an Eruv Chatzeros, and that could work also as Shitufim B'vos, meaning if all the Chatzeros got together and made one Eruv Chatzeros, that works. O Mishtatfin! Or you could do Shitufim B'vos. And that works for Eruv Chatzeros as well. And now the Gemara is going to bring a dispute between the Amoraim about how to understand this Machlokas Tanaim. So, I'm going to stop it over here. We'll come back and review this Bez Hashem tomorrow. We'll do it again tomorrow. And I want to wish you a wonderful, good Chodesh and a great day. A good Chodesh.